With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Animal shelters around New Mexico struggle to cover costs as they care for dogs, cats, ferrets, and bunnies that are brought in every day. Dr. Jennifer Steckety runs the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, where about 5,000 lost pets and loose-running critters are checked out, spayed, and neutered every year.
Well, it's been a long process. You know, back 80 so years ago, most homeless animals were euthanized in shelters, and a lot of places didn't even have shelters. So homeless animals were just fending for themselves, sick, if they were injured, there was no one to help them.
Those homeless cats and dogs faced a bleak future because services and money were scarce. Until a few years ago, Santa Fe's shelter also had a policy of putting down some homeless animals. But as Dr. Steckety explains, the thinking has changed.
Through a long period of time of progressing, finally have gotten to the point in Santa Fe where no homeless animals are euthanized just because they're homeless.
The nationally respected group Best Friends Animal Society recently recognized Santa Fe as a no-kill city. That means the shelter finds them homes, according to Steckety. She notes the shelter's save rate was 94.2% last year. The animals get a thorough exam once animal control drops them off.
First thing we do is one of our veterinary technicians will do a full physical on that animal, of course, looking for identification. So we're going to look for a microchip, any collar or tags or anything to see if we might, be able to make a match. We'll look through our lost reports to see if anyone's reported an animal that matches this description. And then they're going to vaccinate, deworm, deflea right away.
The cost of care for just 2 weeks can run up to hundreds of dollars. More on costs and why Dr. Steckety encourages spaying pets as babies next time. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.